Safe base, Rabbi says. Im Tov Kuf Mem Ches Safe base. But we come to choice in Shnei. So we learned yesterday. We learned yesterday Safe base, which the halacha taught us as follows: that if a person Cholila is nifta on Yom Tov, we start counting the Shiva from after Yom Tov. The Shloshim, however, we start counting. So Shloshim are counted immediately from burial. Now, there is an important disclaimer and an exception, which is Siv Gimel. Hakever is Meisoi B'Yom Tov. Bottom line, yeah? So somebody who is buried on Yom Tov. But when exactly? Hakever is Meisoi B'Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. On the second day Yom Tov. Or let's call it Shu Yom Tov Achen, which is the very last day of the Achen Shel Yom Tov, Achen Shel Pesach. For instance, hold on. Oy, or b'yom tov sheni shel atzeres, on the second day of Shavuos. Noeg ba'avelus. Then on that last day of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, which this year falls on, is it Sunday?
Sunday, Monday.
Last day of Yom Tov this year.
Sunday
night. So this year, for example, so on that last day, on that Sunday, noig bo avelus, you will, or a person would keep avelus halachas, if that day was a day of death and burial, hoil, since v'yom tov sheni medivrehem, since yom tov sheni is medivrehem, is on the rabbinical, v'avelus, and the halachas of mourning, Yom Rishon, on the first day of the mourning period, Shel Torah is a Torah obligation. So therefore, Yidoch Haaseh Shel Divrayim, the rabbinical Haaseh is pushed away, Mipnei, because of Haaseh Shel Torah, of the Torah obligation of Avelos. So the halachas is as follows, Rabbi Yisai. It's true, we learned yesterday that generally speaking, there is no Avelus on Yom Tov. This is correct. This is absolutely correct. The reason was why? Why does the Shiva only start after Yom Tov? Why is there no Avelus on Yom Tov? Aseder Rabim pushes away the Yochid. Right. There's an exception to this important rule. If there is a Misa and a burial on last day of Yom Tov. Now, we will be talking about actually burying somebody in Yom Tov Sheni, which is permitted. So, if there is a burial on Yom Tov, the last day of Yom Tov. Oh, we will talk about Rosh Hashanah in a minute. Shulchan Aruch is going to speak about that. So I'm excluding Rosh Hashanah for the moment. So if you've got last day of Pesach, last day of second day of Shavuos, you've got a Misa and a burial. Now, there's an exception. Actually, we will keep Halachos of Avelus. Why so? Why is that different than any other day? This is Yom Tov. Why are we saying, you know, there is Shiva here, there is an Avelus here. Why? First day of Yom Tov, you don't. Chol HaMoed, you don't. No Shiva, no nothing. But on the second day, there is. Why is that? So the answer is, because here we've got an exception. The reason being that Avelus on the first day is a Torah obligation. And last day of Yom Tov is what? Is only Drabanan. So Aseh D'Oraisa pushed away a rabbinical mitzvah of second day Yom Tov. So therefore, a person will do Avelus on that. But that's only true on the first day. If that's that very day of Misa Kvura. So if a person would bury somebody on Chol HaMoed, then it wouldn't apply, because that's obviously not the first day of burial Misa. So there's no Torah obligation of... Yes, what were you saying? I've answered. Okay. Now, you pointed out what?
Rosh Hashanah.
Says Shulchan Aruch. Very good, very good. So, Shulchan Aruch is bothered by your point. Avelim Kavu Oysoi B'Yom Tov Sheni Shel Hashanah. But if a person is buried on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, any noig by Avelus, there's no Avelus. Why so? Why?
Why
is Rosh Hashanah different?
Because it's universally, so even there it's around
Golos, and there's a lot of Golos. Absolutely. So, because it's considered one long extended day. And we look at it as a derais for many ways. As you pointed out, that's all also you keep 2 days. So that's so it's an exception to the exception. V'yesh Cholkim. Some disagree with that whole halacha. V'svirelu in the whole, the einoeg avelus b'shom yom tev sheni. There's never avelus, even on second day yom tev. V'chem in a kvoshot, and that is a generally accepted universal custom. V'nishan is the one is not to change that minik. So, although in principle it would make sense to say so, but the Ma'aseh, the Gemara says the minhag is not to do any avodas on second day Yom Tov. Not sure why. Jonathan, we will be talking in greater detail about this, but just in very brief, second day Yom Tov burials. Well, I remember we spoke about it last time, 7 years ago, or whenever it was. Can you just summarize briefly what's the policy in your second day Yom Tov burials?
We don't do them. No, the Adas do them. I don't think any of the other burial societies do second day Yom Tov.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll be talking about the details. How does it actually work? It's permitted to do. I think there's external reasons why other Bat Siddurim don't do that. But we'll be talking about it in greater detail. So it's a bit controversial, but if one does do that in those places that one does do second day burials in that particular place, there would be a loch of avelus on second day Yom Tov. But the Gemara says, the minhag is not to avelus on second day Yom Tov. Siv Dalet. Zeh shamanu shekeva meisu beregel. That we said, that somebody who buried his close relative beregel on Yom Tov, loy chol olav avelus, there's no avelus taking place the entire Yom Tov. Throughout chol amoed, throughout Yom Tov, there's no avelus. Hanamila, this is specifically dvarim shel paesia, this is only when it comes to public halachas, public affairs. Avod vorm shebetzina, but when it comes to private matters, then Noyek, he does do avelus throughout Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov for private avelus matters. However, mutalishan emishto becheda, we won't be allowed to share the same bedroom with anyone's wife, becheda in the same room, ve'enot zech shmira, one doesn't require shmira. So let us see, what exactly is the difference over here? So again, we are saying that if there is avelus on Yom Tov, there's no Shiva on Yom Tov, there's no Shiva on Chol HaMoed. Shiva only starts after Yom Tov. However, private matters, Dvorim Shebetzinah, these are kept on Yom Tov and on Chol HaMoed. What is Dvorim Shebetzinah? Mishnah Mitzvah Katan Zayin lists them all up. Dvorim Shebetzinah is Hayinu Rechitza Bechamin, one is washing. So an Ovel is not allowed to wash without water. So that's, is that private or public? It's private. So that's something which we'd have to keep, despite the fact that the avelus only starts after Yom Tov. Tashmish Hamita, relations as well. That's very much Dvorim Shebetzinah. That's also something which would be forbidden for him, despite the fact that the Shiva only starts after Yom Tov. Talmud Torah is also a private matter. Nobody really knows how much you learn. I'm not sure why is Talmud Torah Dvorim Shebetzinah. Why would you say that Talmud Torah is Dvorim Shebetzinah? Is it private or public to learn? Yeah, so I hear what you're saying. So what the Mishnah Berurah considered it, that calls it, Talmud Torah calls it a private matter. So, and that's why he says that it's forbidden, you're not allowed to learn Torah. What if somebody goes to a shir, or he learns in a besmeidish, which is pretty public? Yeah, very good. So that said, and it fell away, so that's not really considered Talmud Torah. So, yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's considered Talmud Torah, yeah. Yeah, although it's said in Tefillah, yeah. So it's a bit of a problem that.
It's very strange that Talmud Torah should be
recorded. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says it.
It's inherently a group public activity.
Yeah.
If someone was lifted on the first day of Pesach, would that mean they have to keep, not entirely the whole week?
According to Mishnah Berurah, correct.
And then also the week after? That
actually, absolutely, yeah.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Noig b'chol, so again, Hainu rechitza b'chamim v'tashmish v'tamu Torah. Noig b'chol zeh. Some disagree with us to Talmud Torah. With regards to Aliyah, the Akuyim, or to add them up for Minyan, that's not worth it. So the Mishnah is a bit unsure about this Talmud Torah. He seems to be machmir. Now it's interesting that the Shai Tshuva in Sifkot and Hay
brings Mashma Divrei Morgen Avraham de Gamma Tamatora Einu Muta Ela Bedvorim Aroim. He brings a discussion as to whether you're allowed to learn the bad things. What's the bad things? Dvorim Aroim, what's the bad things? The Chorban, where do we count, where do we see the Halach of being allowed to learn the bad things? Yeah, on Tisha B'Av, for instance, yeah? So there's all these things which are agonizing to learn and don't cause any particular simcha. Yeah, so so these matters, there's some amount here. Also, the halachas would also be considered the halachas, which are relevant. Halachas is also not mesameach. Yeah, but I am also a bit in doubt about full understanding. Why is it considered a public matter, the learning? Why is it considered a private matter? It's therefore awesome. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, that would be permitted. The reason why learning halacha is also is because it's misameach. So when you need to know something practical, that's not simcha related. That's just, you know, you need, it's like way of life. You know, to go to know what to do. So that's not really misameach. Okay, sifei afal pishen avelus noig b'moed. Despite the fact that avelus is not, we don't do avelus on moed. So both on yom tov and on chol hamoed, there is no avelus. Aninus noeg boy. Aninus would be permitted. Aninus not just permitted, but aninus is done. She meis lo meis b'chol hamoed. If somebody dies on chol hamoed, also bedvorim is not allowed to do the activities. She oinin, which an oinin also by him, which an oinin is not allowed to do. So what is an oinin not allowed to do? What is an oinin not allowed to do? Pardon? All the mitzvahs, shall I say. All the positive mitzvahs an oinin is not allowed to do. So all those, that's the halach is still true on for an oinin on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed. So it's true, Avelus only starts after Yom Tov, but an oinin, so between the death and the burial, he's still got halach of an oinin. Yes, so for instance, yeah. Yeah, if somebody's close relative dies on earth, basically, yeah. Ve'avo b'shein avelus ve'im meis b'yom tov, if a person dies on Yom Tov, ve'ein eroitze l'kovo b'yom, and he's not burying him on that very day, ein olav din aninus, he's not an oinen, elim ken tzorich l'achshich, ala tchum lochim l'tzor k'kvura, oz cholav olav din aninus, mishot shem achshich. So let's get that in a minute. I just want to see the Mishnah before that. So Aninus Noeg Boy, Sifkot Niyud Zayin tells us, she also bevosov yain, he wouldn't be allowed also meat and wine. Vechol adinim ashoichim l'aninus, all the halachas which are relevant to an oinein. He is a fully qualified oinein, despite the fact that it's Yom Tov. Chol HaMoed, I'm buried there. So that's that. So Aninus applies. Now Shulchan Aruch continues. So if there is somebody that dies on Yom Tov and he's not being buried on Yom Tov, and he writes the cover, the Mishnah explains what "en yotze l'kavod" means. Means the goyim shanochim en yotze l'kavod. There is a technical mishap that he cannot be buried on Yom Tov. Ein olav din aninus. Then aninus doesn't apply. Elim kein tzorich lahachshich al atchum lochin l'tzor kikvura oz cholav olav din aninus mishal shemachshich. Unless he's got to travel to do the requirements for the kvura, then it would be considered an oinein. Havli meis bo b'yom tov sheni. But if he dies on second Yom Tov, v'yotze l'kavod bo b'yom, and he wants to bury him on that second day, oy b'yom tov rishon, or on the first day, v'yotze l'kavod alidei an yudi, or he wants to bury him through a goy, then chol olav din aninus. Then aninus would apply to him. So the point is, or in a nutshell, what Shulchan Aruch is telling us, aninus only applies if there's an option, a real possibility of actually burying him. So as opposed to the example given over here is, if a person dies and they would like to bury him, but it's impossible to him because there's no grave diggers around. The goyim are not prepared today. It's not possible. In such an instant, that is a technical, logistical wall that cannot be, you can't bury now because of that, then the halachos of aninus wouldn't apply. So, Jonathan, when is that? Is it nowadays such a, what would that mean nowadays? Are you familiar with such an instance? that actually the family of the close relative are not considered, are not oinein? Have you ever experienced such a thing?
I haven't heard of it. They obviously, so the cemeteries are closed, second day Yom Tov, and they haven't got any choice. It's beyond their control.
So yeah.
Sounds like there wouldn't be an oinein.
Yeah. So.
Rabbi?
Yeah. Yes.
What happens if your parents are overseas and you just try to get there for the kibbutz, but everything has been taken care of by other people? You can't do anything to assist.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, actually, because if you're unable to assist,
Wouldn't it be the same situation if you'd already arranged the funeral? You'd made all the plans, so there's nothing else you can do now. So why are you still an owner?
Yeah, perhaps. It's all... could be. It sounds right. It sounds right. Yeah. The whole idea of aninus is it goes within the world of oisik bar mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Somebody's, you've got a close relative, you've got to see to him. It's a great mitzvah, one of the greatest mitzvahs perhaps, to see to the proper burial of a yid. It's a very, very choshev mitzvah. So in order to allow you to do this mitzvah properly and to perform the burial, therefore we have exempt him from any other mitzvahs, any part of the mitzvahs. So because it's a bit like, it goes within the world of oisik bar mitzvah, you're busy with the mitzvah, potter, you're exempt from other mitzvahs. And that's why all the other mitzvahs I say are not, obligating them at this stage. Again, as we said, the lavim is still not allowed to do. It doesn't mean you're allowed to eat something which is also, something which is teifa. It doesn't mean you're allowed to break Shabbos, because it's a lav. But it does mean that you don't have to positively seek it to do the mitzvah say. Yeah. It is also part of it's also part of it. You're right. We would have given a pardon. So he says, it sounds like this is part of the halachos of aninus. Jonathan.
Yeah.
The boss of a yain. What have you got? I don't think so. Are you, Jonathan? Are you familiar with this halacha? Is an oinin allowed to eat boss of a yain?
Is that considered what you mean on Shabbos?
Any oinin?
That's during the shiva, isn't it?
Yes, it's interesting. You're right. The Mishnah does point out this as an example of something which you're not allowed to do as an oinei.
Because when
what do you mean?
It's
a mitzvah. So therefore, because it's a mitzvah,
yeah.
So Rabbi Feingold explains that since it's a mitzvah, mitzvahs have oinei yom tov, so therefore...
You probably have to seek out meat and wine. Does that mean that if you're at the Rachmanis on an oinei and the only food available is meat and the only drinks available is wine... You actually have to forbidden to actually eat it.
Right.
Saying that matzah, Daniel pointed out, you're on the choy with mitzvah matzah.
Correct.
You can't really bread though, are you? So what's the only food around?
Right. So what's asking still the expression of also because of yan, it still requires an understanding.
Yeah. Food or drink available, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Good question. I don't know. I do not know. Yeah, it sounds right.
If there's a grandfather who's arranging the burial, but he has no din of owning, but he's completely involved in the burial.
So if somebody's unable to physically help, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, or if the
yes, I think that's
is the grandchild, but he hasn't got a din of owning.
So that's a classic shalom of Osip and Mitzvah Bazal Mitzvah. Is it a chiyuv or a shus?
Shulchan Aruch says,
Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Chof. Anything that is possible for him to bury, then he is an oinin. If it's impossible for him to bury him, it's the Goyish festival, so oines acher, or any other oines reason that is physically, logistically, technically unable to bury him. Loi chol alav din aninus. There's no aninus halachas that apply to him. They'll probably qualify in that.
I think the mice is somebody who's an oinin and doesn't want to.
Even if he doesn't have.
My father also, his father passed away in Israel.
He didn't want to. He didn't put on tefillin?
The burial was done by Chevrolet Edition as well.
And therefore, what he.
When he was an oinin,
didn't put on tefillin. Okay, Rabbi said to summarize what we learned this evening. We learned the halachas that on second day Yom Tov, the Shulchan Aruch holds that on second day Yom Tov, if it's the first day of Avelus, the halachas apply. Kuntur Moed doesn't. We learned that halachas of Avelus don't apply. Halachas of Avelus don't apply if it's public halachas. The private ones do apply. Right. Okay. These are pretty much halachas for this evening. And I wish you a very good evening. And we will be continuing tomorrow with Shem.